The greatest threat to widespread adoption of AI is human users witnessing AI hallucinations. Let me explain what this is and how we might prevent it. My name is John and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 37 of 2025. You're very welcome. The more you use AI, the greater the likelihood that you will witness an AI hallucinate firsthand. It's a strange experience, similar to when you realize that an expert you previously respected has just spoken an untruth. It makes you doubt the accuracy of the previous answers you have already accepted. Once it happens, it becomes a question of credibility. Should I continue to trust this AI? In a very modern example of reputational harm, an AI can undermine your trust in it by giving you an answer that you know to be wrong. It only has to happen once. So, what can you do about it? Luckily, this is a recognized problem in the AI field, and many researchers are actively working on mitigation strategies. Let's review these now. So let's discuss firstly the latest thinking on the causes. Recent research, particularly from OpenAI, has shifted the perspective on AI hallucinations from being a simple bug to an inherent feature of the current training and evaluation paradigms. This new conceptual framework suggests that hallucinations are not just random errors, but are statistically incentivized. Let's look nextly at some of these incentives. Training and evaluation mismatches. The core argument is that current training and evaluation methods reward models for being confident and providing a specific answer, even if they are uncertain. Standardized benchmarks often use a binary scoring system, correct or incorrect, which encourages the model to guess rather than admit it doesn't know. Sounds like a lot of people that I know. Next, token prediction. Large language models, or LLMs, fundamentally work by predicting the next most likely word in a sequence. This probabilistic nature means that they are not truth-seeking, but pattern-matching. Even with an error-free training dataset, this mechanism can lead to the generation of novel, yet incorrect, information. Data quality and compression. Models compress vast amounts of data from the internet. When asked to decompress this information, they fill in gaps with plausible but fabricated content, much like a corrupted zip file. This is exacerbated by the fact that the training data inevitably contains errors and half-truths. So it turns out, guys, that training an AI based on content from the internet is unreliable. Who knew? Now let's look at some mitigations and breakthroughs. Researchers and companies are developing several new approaches to mitigate hallucinations. Let's look at each of those in turn. Re-engineering evaluation metrics. One of the most significant proposed solutions is to change how models are evaluated. By rewarding models for expressing uncertainty, e.g. with a neutral score for an I don't know response, and penalizing confident but incorrect answers, the training process can be recalibrated to prioritize honesty and accuracy over forced confidence. Agentic AI and reasoning frameworks. New approaches, such as agentic AI, are being explored. These systems don't just generate a response, but can also perform multi-step reasoning, self-reflection, and external fact-checking against trusted knowledge bases. This chain of verification helps them to cross-reference and correct their own outputs before presenting a final answer. Retrieval augmented generation, or RAG. RAG systems continue to be a primary tool for reducing hallucinations. The latest research is focused on refining RAG, for instance, by creating fully formatted facts to feed the model. This involves transforming data into simple, self-contained, and literally true statements to improve the grounding of responses. Human-in-the-loop, or HITL, testing. For high-stakes applications, human oversight is still considered a critical safeguard. The latest research highlights the importance of structured HITL testing, where human domain experts evaluate and annotate AI-generated responses. This feedback loop helps to fine-tune models and improve their reliability in specific contexts. And certainly I can confirm in my own team, guys, where we're using Gen AI to generate code, we are definitely reviewing all of the code via an old-fashioned, human-powered code review. Finally, let's look at the current challenges with these approaches. Despite the progress, significant challenges remain. Scalability. While human review is effective, it is not a scalable solution for the vast amount of content generated by AI. Understanding and explaining. Hallucination is not fully understood. The black box nature of complex LLMs make it difficult to ascertain exactly why a model produced a particular falsehood. The jagged nature of intelligence. Even the latest, most advanced models demonstrate uneven performance across different tasks and contexts. A model that is significantly less likely to hallucinate on one benchmark may still produce significant errors in another. And finally, the inherent trade-off. There's a growing understanding that hallucinations may not be completely eliminable. Some researchers suggest that the ability for a model to generate new, creative, and insightful content is fundamentally linked to its capacity to also generate falsehoods. A model that could only produce information it has seen verbatim would be little more than a search engine. The challenge, therefore, is not to eliminate them entirely, but to manage and mitigate their occurrence and impact. So what are we talking about here, guys? We're talking about imagination. And it's important in all of this to acknowledge that AI is a wonderful tool, but it is not to be trusted blindly. Secondly, in my opinion, AI must not replace our own reasoning and decision-making processes. AI is an augmentation tool, but not a replacement for humans. To quote the great Frank Herbert, the author of Dune, quote, "Once men turned their thinking over to machines in the hope that it would set them free, but that only permitted other men with machines to enslave them," end quote. I've done a lot of research on this episode, guys, so I have a lot of notes in the show notes for this episode, and you can find them all on my website, which is techleader.pro. It really is a fascinating topic, so if you want to do some further reading, please check out the links in those notes. I provide all my references. Talk to you next time, guys. Take care.